It's Thursday, Thanksgiving. It's Mark Pyers, and it's Real Talk.
I was walking down the road today, looking for another way
to ease my mind and help my living.
I look into the
It's Real Talk. I don't know if I'm live right now, guys. It looks like we're online in a few channels. Yeah, YouTube, we're live. Okay, good. I wasn't sure because my chat window is not working properly. That being said, we are live, day 332 in a row. It's Thanksgiving. I hope you guys had an amazing Thanksgiving. I had a phenomenal day. But of course, I never get on when I expect I'll get on because I have kids that don't know how to go to sleep. And I guess it makes sense. It's Thanksgiving. It's the time to be enjoying family. We had our family over today. My wife cooked the most amazing meal. She's phenomenal. And it was delicious. And then we had everybody over, which was great. And there was some football on. You know, it was pretty cool. At the end, we were planning on watching that new Mr. Rogers movie, the one with Tom Hanks. So my wife went to the library yesterday. She picks up the movie. And this morning I'm looking at it and I'm saying, this isn't the right one. This is the documentary. And I'd seen this documentary maybe when it came out, so maybe about a year ago. Great documentary on Mr. Rogers. And if you guys haven't seen that documentary yet, you need to check it out. And honestly, watching it tonight, again, maybe a year after I originally watched it, having my own Real Talk mission now, it hit home a little differently than last time. I think maybe the reason is because his mission was truly to help this planet, was to provide a light that didn't exist at the time. And I heard a comment in there, I think it was his wife who said, you know, I don't know if he would do it now, because there's so much negativity. It's almost impossible to go up against. She said, I don't know if he would, maybe he would just stay home and not go and try to make it affect that change. And I don't think that's true. She followed it up with, you know, but he never gave up on things. But I do believe the mission of helping, trying to do what you can to make a difference, that's important. And I remember as a kid, I really loved Mr. Rogers. I just loved the lessons. And I think what I liked most is that he treated us the same as an adult. Like when we were kids, just the attention you got from Mr. Rogers, so to speak, is what you were hoping you'd get from your parents, what you were hoping you'd get from your parents' friends. And I think he broke the mold. I mean, really, what he was doing was so ahead of his time. And honestly, now we are so, I'd say we are just like a cynical society. We have so much going on now that I don't know if they would be able to tolerate a show like that that's just 99.9% positivity good all the time. Affecting change, all about children. That's something too, I think was just, it was pretty amazing. You guys have to watch this documentary. It talked about at the time, he was working with some of the brightest minds in order to create what they created. And I'm looking forward to seeing the Tom Hanks movie, but I'll tell you what, that documentary was well done. So I'm curious if anybody else has seen that. Who's on with me tonight? Let's get a little hello. It is Thanksgiving. What are you thankful for? What are you thankful for in this life? I'm thankful to be alive. I think that is the one above all. I'm thankful that I woke up this morning. Thankful that I have an opportunity to breathe, an opportunity to think, to create, to meet people, to communicate, to share my kindness with the world. I'm grateful and I'm thankful that I have a consciousness towards this entire planet. The kids, they're still up. But I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful that I found my purpose in life. We all search, and a lot of times we're really confused. We don't know what to do. And I have to tell you, even here, like this has been 332 days of every single day, between 5 minutes and an hour. And I'm still evolving. You know, my new thing for the show is that every show, there's going to be a song. And we haven't gone there yet, but that's where it's going. I'll have a beat seat at the studio. I'll have a guitar there, and every day we're going to work a song into the show. Not sure what song, not sure if it's going to some a message that ties into the show. I got 150 original songs, so I'm pretty sure I can find something for each day. But I'm going to have to write some more because 150, there's 365 days in a year, so I got to get to writing. You know, we'll just do a lot of improvisation as well. I'm thinking about that. Like maybe whatever the topic of the day is, I'll just create a song about it. I love doing stuff like that. You know, grab a guitar and just let something happen, let something come out of you. All right, so let's get into a song here. I'm not sure what I'm going to play for you yet, but I am pretty sure that it's going to be something instrumental. I love that I can do all this in real time. How sweet is that? Taj is on, my buddy. I'm so glad. So I got Instagram, of course, just like usual. I've got them trained in on my laptop. So they're here for the show. But go to YouTube, subscribe and ding that bell. This is where the show is going every day from now on. And what I love about YouTube is you'll get a reminder whenever I'm live. They shoot you the actual video. They're like, hey, look, Mark's live right now. Why don't you tune in, see what he's talking about. So let me play you something here. And it may be instrumental, it may not. I'm not really sure what I want to do yet. But we're going to roll into something and let some magic happen. It's funny, I could tell that was flat. What's crazy is I don't have my favorite pick with me tonight. I found some really thin pick here. I don't know, we'll see what happens. I like a thick pick, guys. My pick is like, it's like a piece of charcoal. I mean, seriously, it's like a rock. I can get those strings and do what I want. But with this thing, I'm kind of sitting, I don't know, it's really tinny. Thank you.
Cigars, but I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. And then people keep on moving. I'm down to San Diego. Sunshine, I don't know when will I stuck in folks in prison. It's where I want to stay. And then people keep moving, and that's what tortures me. Well, I've been this rich folks eating in their fancy dining cars. I've been drinking coffee and smoking big cigars, but I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. And then people keep on moving, and that's what torture.
So we're here with you on Thanksgiving Eve. This is my first Thanksgiving with you on Real Talk. Been live for 332 days. We've been experiencing the holidays as they come each time. And I hope you understand that I will be here every day for the rest of my life, putting on this show for you. And I gotta say, I was very inspired earlier watching this Mr. Rogers movie just because, you know, he went against the odds. I'm going against the odds, guys. Don't you know that? The world does not want positivity right now. The world is just like eating up all the negativity. And I'm trying to fight against that tide. And I'll tell you, in 332 days, it has not been easy because of the amount of negativity in this world. And if it wasn't as bad as it is, then I think we'd be happier. But that's just me. I'm happier. I've never been happier in my life than I am now, but let me put you back on a normal screen here. Hold on a second. There we go. Hold on. Why, we got a lot of stuff going on there. Oh, wait, let's get that going. Yep, that one. Breaking news! Wow, man, I got a lot of stuff going on there. Where is it? Which one is that? Is that it? Yeah, that was it. All right, so anyway, we're here at home. Tomorrow, it's a full day from the studio. I'll be back. I know it's Black Friday, and I'm sure you'll be out and about picking up some goods for Christmas, because there's lots of deals tomorrow, guys. Lots of deals. I'll be at my studio doing Real Talk. That's the deal I'm offering. That I'll be live tomorrow, just like I've been for 332. Tomorrow's day 333. And then I'll be back tomorrow evening for Real Talk Friday Night Live on the Beat Seat. Tomorrow, I'm trying to figure out what topics to pick. You know, we're dealing with this. Hold on a second. Are we working here? Do we have any? Check. Yeah, we're working. So we're dealing with the holidays right now. But I told you guys yesterday, I had three showings at a property that was silent all summer. Silent. Everyone was away all summer. But now, holiday, Thanksgiving. I think it's going to be the same thing for Christmas. I'm just feeling it. I'm thinking there's going to be lots of energy this Christmas, this New Year's. So I'm pushing all my clients. Stay on the market. Do not pull your house from the market. Because this could be your window. This next 15 days, next 30 days coming up, could be the window. Take your break on January 5th if you want. But to do it when you have activity, to do it when people are calling to see the house, you're the hot property. It's a very simple thing to realize. When you all of a sudden are getting the attention, that means you are the property people are all of a sudden attracted to. So it's counterintuitive to then take your home off the market in the same breath. And I don't know if most... Well, let's see. Someone's on over here. Sally, how you doing? I got a chat working over here with Sally. How cool is that?
I think we got... Oh, my man Darlin is on. Darlin and who else? Flixio, how you doing, bud? Thanks for coming on. Oh, no! Guys, I'm so sorry. That's bound to happen when you touch the stupid screen and try to talk to people on Instagram during the show. Let's go back to that. Darlin, you got it, bud?
My man Darlin is down there in Brazil. I told you guys the other day. Darlin, I'm not sure if you saw this, but I did a story the other day on the archaeologists in Brazil who just found this unbelievable treasure. Basically, I think it was something about some sort of ceremonial, ritualistic pots that were the first that had ever been found intact. And this president of yours down there is trying to kind of take all of the budget away from archaeologists. He's giving away the rainforest. It's a very weird thing. And actually, Darlin and I were planning on having a conversation, I think, about a lot of this stuff. And you guys know I'm here forever to not bring up politics, obviously, to not bring up anything negative, but to just get to the point. Let's get to the point of life, guys. Something here. I'm just not sure what yet. See, it's terrible. I can't keep this thing in tune. I think I'm going to have to change the strings on this thing tomorrow. Hot tune I'm going to play for you right now. It's called Till the End. I wrote this song many years ago. It's a love song. It's about loving someone till the end. I think we go through our lives and we're constantly adjusting. If you think about it, you know, we have these periods of time where we're with people, specific people, you know, prior to, I'd say, getting married, for example. But when you are dating, you kind of like, you're understanding what you like, what you don't like, kind of people that you can tolerate, the ones you can keep around you for extended periods of time, and the ones you just need to get away from you. Like, you start to learn all of the different types of characters there are out there and which ones you jive with and which ones you don't. And I think that's a wonderful thing. I don't think it's about judging, but I think people kind of fit themselves into certain pegs. And if you're just, as you go along, you're aware of how you're treated and how the people around you are treating the people that you know, you're going to start to get an understanding of just, I guess, the inner voice within most people. Pretty sure you can get an idea of what my inner voice, my inner monologue is saying after 332 days, but tomorrow's day 333. How about that? So this is a song called Till the End. Let's see how it sounds. Try to get into the loop because it's a really cool 50s-ish type of sound. Check this out.
float upon, and hopefully will never burst, leaving water trickle down from my eyes. And take me now, take my whole life in your arms, be my love, and take my little life, hold me in your hands, my love. Leaving water to trickle down from
this, guys. When I don't play a song for a long time, I don't remember the lyrics. But that's a really cool song. I mean, there's a pretty cool bass line. I just couldn't remember. And it's a lot cooler than what I was doing. That was a terrible bass line for this. It's like... You guys have any requests you want me to play before the end of the evening? It is Thursday night. Did you guys have a good Thanksgiving? I hope so. I really hope so. You know, I think we spend a lot of our days complaining. Spend a lot of our lives complaining. And it's days like this, honestly, for me, I always tell you guys, I work 358 and then I take 7 days off a year. But I took today off, so it's really 357, I guess. And I usually take off, I mean, I'm still doing stuff. Like, I was still editing. I put together a clip earlier asking you guys what you're thankful for. But in general, I like to stay busy. I like to work. You know, because when I'm productive, then my soul is like, it's doing what it needs to be doing. Let me get myself over here. See, I should be chilling it out over here. See, I don't know why I have all of these crazy signatures together. They should not be like that. There should be one signature. I don't understand why it's doing that. It's the news? Is that what it is? Oh, it's the news. I got this little, it's called a Stream Deck over here, and I could push all these buttons, and it will give me this, and it will give me that, and it will give me that, you know? And I have all these different screens. But if we're going to get into a little jam here, like I can get the guitar going and just, oops, what was that? That's the wrong thing. Get the guitar going. Oh, you guys see my screen is down right now. We had everybody... Let me switch this. We had the screen down to watch the Mr. Rogers movie. Right, I'm going to play you guys one more song. This was just a very special Thanksgiving Real Talk night. Just was thinking yesterday we should do something tonight because I wasn't going to go live during the day being Thanksgiving. And so now we're here with you. And remember, head over to YouTube, subscribe and ding the bell. And you could find me on YouTube, just type in Mark Pyers Real Talk, or you could type in youtube.com/C/Mark Pyers Real Talk and subscribe and ding the bell. That is where this show is going to go for now on. Like here, like I said, I'm filming the screen with Instagram and you don't have multi-track audio. So it doesn't sound that great on Instagram right now. And for the first 316 days of the show, in a row, mind you, we were live on Instagram multi-track. So Instagram always had the best audio, and now I feel bad because they don't. He's on over here. Let's try something a little funky here, a little like out there, ready? Thank you.
Thank you.
You guys are awesome on Insta. You know what's so cool? You guys don't know about this. I'm not sure if anybody's on Facebook because it's currently not working over here. But on Insta, when my people come on, they shoot me hearts and love in the corner. And even though I'm flipped sideways and I'm filming my screen and I don't have my glasses on, the one thing I can see is all the love I'm getting from my people over on Instagram. I just want to thank you guys for that. You're the best. And I appreciate you. I want to say it. The other day I'm on, and I'm realizing I'm not on Insta. And I started saying, I'm just going to film the screen because I can't abandon the people that have been supporting me for 332 days. You know, these are the people that have been with me through all of the days when no one was on. And they're supporting the program and sharing the content. And all of a sudden, I find this amazing new software that allows me to do split screen and to throw in all kinds of cool stuff, like, look, another third camera angle. And basically, even though the audio's not that great and the video is a picture of a picture of a picture, you're still there with me. And I just want to say thank you. You're the best. And I hope you'll go over to YouTube and subscribe and ding the bell, because honestly, the experience is the same way it was with us over here for 316. Now we're over on YouTube. The audio is phenomenal. You got 16.9. You got all these different graphics coming up. I'm doing news, and we got the graphics come up, the breaking news graphics. And I'm just having so much fun doing this show. And I want to thank you guys for supporting it, continuing to show up with me. Funny thing is, you may decide to not pop in, but I will be here. And it's probably pretty late right now. Yeah, I'm going to finish this up. This will be the final song of the evening. Got a day ahead of me tomorrow, just like you. In fact, everybody's probably asleep. I'm the last one up. I'm about to play one more song. Now, I do have to apologize because I'm feeling kind of mellow tonight, so that last jam was just straight up mellow jamming, and I think that that's a good thing, especially on Thanksgiving evening after we ate a lot of turkey. Now it's time to relax. You guys are so awesome over on Instagram. Thank you. And anybody else who's tuning in right now, I can't tell because the chats aren't working, but I appreciate you being on. My name is Mark Pyers. I've been here for 332 days. I will be here for the next as many days as I'm alive. Just coming to bring something to this planet that isn't there today. You could have an entire day of stuff, but the one thing that's not there is my message. So I will show up every day to leave it. And whether you feel like you need it or not, you should tune in. You know, after watching this movie today, I'm realizing more and more how few people are out there truly giving everything of themselves to the world. And I'm, you know, I question if it's a foolish thing I'm doing because I'm just so concerned with everybody that I don't even know. To the point that, you know, the kids aren't going to sleep and then I get frustrated because I want to be on at 10:30. I want to come on and do the show for you guys on time. And I realize how I'm putting you guys ahead of, like, my kids. And that's not a good thing. You know, I mean, listen, I will be here every day, but I got to realize that those three kids upstairs and my wife are, like, the thing that matter in this life. And they need to get everything from me. And then when they're finally okay and asleep, and my wife no longer needs assistance, then I come here, and then I can come and do my show. I have to learn to be patient about this. Like, I want to be here now, and I want to be here on time, but I understand that life happens. Tonight, like I said, I've been telling everybody I'll be on 10:15. I sent out a story on Facebook that 10:15 I'd be live. On Instagram, I dropped a clip this morning, and I said, I'll be live at 10. I think I said 10 or 10:15. I didn't hit it till like almost 11 o'clock because the kids, it's Thanksgiving. I should have remembered that and said, look, I'll probably be on at like midnight. I'll be on at like 11:56. So you know that I still hit my quota. And we're actually at like 11:56 right now. I just, That's crazy. I can't believe I said that. And then I look over and it's 11:56. So we're going to play one more song for you. I am dropping a podcast for you tomorrow. I'm so behind on getting that radio show together for you from last week. Concise, drop it down. I got the audio from Danny. I got the video that I shot that you guys probably saw, but it's like 2 hours long. And maybe we're talking for an hour and 10 of it. So there's like 50 minutes I have to cut out where it's just like stuff going on that we're not a part of. They're on a radio show. We were just there for the entire thing. So anyway, I'll get that podcast out, which is actually day 329. If you guys want to go over to YouTube and check out day 329, it was a fire episode. It was about keeping your eyes open to the signs. You know, they're everywhere. You don't have to look hard, like very far. You don't have to keep your, like, be like, where are those signs? Like, they are everywhere. I saw it today on Mr. Rogers on that show. There was a sign there for me, specific. Now I'm making it about this, about us, because what we're doing is, it's massive. This is something that right now we're still waiting for people to recognize, but what we're doing here will have an impact. It's just a matter of time. I tell you guys, it's time plus effort equals result. Gosh, Instagram, we got 33 seconds left. I just saw we got the countdown going, so I'm gonna go here for you.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more. No, no. Blah, 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 blah. Hit the road, Jack. But don't you come back no more.
Head over to Insta. Or head over to YouTube, guys. Got 5 seconds. It's Mark Pyers. I'm gonna give you the outro. It's real talk. Head over to YouTube right now. All right. Instagram's gone. Wow. We had a lot of people tune in tonight. That's awesome. Thanksgiving night. I like to see that. So let's get into a track. I was about to play you guys something, and then I all of a sudden saw Instagram is about to lose the show. So this is a song called Save It For Later by a band called The English Beat. And I like to work in that Pearl Jam song, Better Man, at the end. So let's see if I can create a short little jam for you.
Let's just see something since this is done. Good. Let's save it to story.
And then in a minute, what we'll do is check Facebook to see if anybody has any comments for us. But this is Save It For Later, and I think I usually do it really upbeat for you, but I think what I'm going to do tonight, since I am feeling very relaxed, and it's Thanksgiving. I'm giving thanks for just being a little bit more mellow tonight on the guitar and the beat seat.
And let's see how it goes.
I'm wondering if that saves quickly, but it's not going to. Oh,
you just did. Okay.
Did not. So here's Save It For Later. Let's do it kind of mellow. Check this out.
Thank you. later. Ask if where you hit the ground. Save it for later. Run away, let me down. Sooner or later. Ask if where you get found. Save it for later. You let me down. Thank you. dreams in color, she dreams in red. Yeah, yeah, can't find a better man. Can't find a better man. Can't find a better man. Can't find a better man.
Super long. Sorry about that. When I get into the jam, though, I just got to keep rolling and see what I could come up with. And with this really flimsy pick tonight, I don't know. I'm not sure it was there, if anything good came out of it. But I do like the split screen angle here. Being able to check this all out in real time, I don't know why this keeps doing that. I thought that that is weird. Guys, I have to figure that out. Figure out why it's doing that. Oh, I know why. That's what it is, guys. All right. So listen, I'll be at the studio tomorrow with you, and we'll get into some things. So if you have any topics you want me to get into, let me know. I will plan to bring a real estate topic to you tomorrow. We're going to do some real talk news. We may start bringing the weather into the broadcast, and it may be the Scarface weather report. I'm still working on that. Still working on it, guys, but I'm thinking about incorporating all my celebrity impressions into the show, incorporating music into every single show. So it's not just Real Talk exclusively. It's a complete show. You know, it's everything in one. I told you, my favorite movies are the ones that have every emotion in the episode. And, you know, it's like Star Wars has that going for it. It's like every emotion on the spectrum, you know? And I feel the same way, you know, spectrum. I just want to be capturing as much emotional response on the spectrum as possible. And I think that the Real Talk hits us with inspiration, hits us with the motivation. But I think the celebrity impressions could get us like laughing a little bit, you know? Which is always a great thing to amplify that current state. Of course, that's what we're doing here. And then the music. We could create some songs. I think during the week, though, from the studio, it will not be any looping. I'm getting some weird feedback. I think it's because of this. Let me shut this off. Hold on. Maybe that's better, hopefully. But I'm going to only bring a guitar and a beat seat into the studio during the week. So it's just going to be laid back. Acoustic guitar, play a song, no pedals. But weekends, it's going to be very much like what we did tonight, except better. And I'm reflecting personally right now. I don't think I played very well tonight. I'm just saying. That's just my perspective. You know, the way I gauge how I perform for you guys is how far into the future I can see with my guitar. And tonight, I couldn't see anything. Nothing. I was just going. I was just like, ooh, let me try this. Let me try that. Usually I'm hearing stuff. Like my mind is kind of exploring and it's letting me go and find new things. But tonight, I don't know. I was like scrambling. That's what I felt. Listen, this show is Real Talk. This is about discussing how we feel. It's discussing the ups, the downs, you know? And I think that's something we came across pretty early on. I had gone to a news. I was on the news multiple times this year for this invention, for the beat seat. Went to New Haven and to Hartford to shoot one the same day. My wife got me onto two channels, Channel 8 and then Channel Fox 61. I'm on my way back. I have the beat seats in the car, obviously, because I just was on the news. And you could see all this. This is on Real Talk somewhere. I'm not sure how far back this was. And I'm driving back and I said, you know what? I'm going to go into Sam Ash right now with my beat seat. And I'm going to try to find the drum buyer. And he may not be here. But I'm going to go in and I'm going to try to make something happen. And that's exactly what I did. I walked in and the drum buyer wasn't there. And I remember the whole thing is I created a song. This was day 96, actually. Wow. This is a long time ago, day 96, because I created a song that night telling you guys about how I had stopped at Sam Ash to meet the drum buyer to see if he'd buy my drum. It was like, you got to find, listen, go to my podcast. Download, subscribe, it's free. This song I'm discussing with you right now is on the Beat Seat Improvisation Tapes. And I'm discussing how I went to Sam Ash and I went to see the drum guy and I'm hoping he may buy my drum. And it was a really cool song. I got like 8 improvisations there. And one of them is the gig box. We used to call this the gig box. So I have a song called Everybody Rocks with the Gig Box. And that was a pretty rocking tune that's on that 8-song improvisation compilation. And I'll be dropping another one of those because I have so much music I've been recording over the last 332 days. But realistically, we don't play music every night. So I have to go through, pull out the good stuff for you and make like 10 volumes of music. So you could just drive if you want to listen to music instead of just talk and you want to just have some improvisation or take some actual songs. I'll work out different episodes, which are just improvisations, just songs, you know. Anyway, listen, we have lots planned here, but I will tell you something. I'm running out of time. I'm running out of time for something that I need to do in the next month. I need to release an album. My last album was released in, I want to say, October of 2006. That's where you hear this. This is my song. It's called Something to Live For. It's the title track on my last album that I released. Recorded at Clinton Studios in New York City. And awesome studio. And that's the last album I recorded, but I have this thing for the number 13. I love it. I think the number 13 is amazing. And I don't know if I should get into this now, but my grandmother was very superstitious and she thought 13 was like a very bad number. And she wound up, this is kind of crazy, but I'll just tell you quickly. She used to think every, like 13's a really bad number. My aunt was born on June 13th. My grandmother said that the hospital made a mistake. She was born actually on June 3rd, and her entire life they celebrated June 3rd as her birthday. But she was really born on June 13th. So one day I used to drive my grandmother to CVS to pick up items that she needed when she was in her later years. And I was a 19-year-old kid, and I loved spending this time with my grandma. To be able to sit with her and hear stories about my grandfather, who was a musician. And my grandfather, I have his organ, I have his harmonica, and his saxophone. And I'm so touched to have his instruments, and I play them, you know, whenever I have a chance. Anyway, Grandma, taking her, and I said, Grandma, what's your thing with number 13? And she said, oh, no, 13's a bad number, because Judas was 13th, there's the 13th, and he betrayed Jesus. So now number 13 is a bad number. That's why buildings in New York City don't have a number 13. My grandmother says 13's, you know, nope, I don't want to hear it. You're born on 13. I don't want to hear it, Grandma. But listen, it's a great number. And I love the number. And I'm very positive about the number. So that should say something to you about it alone. And I said, well, Grandma, listen, you have to think about it this way. And I can't believe this came out of me. This is a real talk moment when I was 19. I said, Grandma, Jesus always put himself before everyone else. I'm sorry, he put everybody else before him. So Jesus was the 13th. Judas was like 12 or 11, or maybe he even put him first because he knew he was going to betray him. He said, well, I'm going to put you first in line, Judas. But he was definitely not number 13. That was Jesus. So my love for the number 13, Jesus was the 13th because he always put everybody else before himself. So if there are 12 in a room and Jesus, he's the 13th. He's not the first. Anybody who thinks he'd be the first, it wouldn't make sense. You know, I feel like throughout time, there are people in every decade, every 5 years, every year, I don't know what it is, but there are people sent here to affect positive change. They're meant to try to get people to feel better about themselves, to feel better about their opportunities, and maybe about the position they're in currently. And you can look back, like Mr. Rogers was one of those guys. He was sent here to bring light to this world. Now, anybody out there who says no, go watch that movie, go watch his shows, watch the impact he had on a generation, multiple generations. My children watched Mr. Rogers too when they were really young, when they still played his reruns. I don't know what happened. You know what I loved about his show? He used to have musicians in. He had like the Marsalis family in. Did you guys ever see that episode? Wynton Marsalis, Bradford Marsalis, and the father. He's a drummer, and they're killing it. And Wynton Marsalis is like 18 years old. Mr. Rogers just tearing it up. That is one of the coolest things in the world. And anybody out there who may know this, any musicians know this, Fred Rogers was a nasty piano player. That dude, he played everything you heard, but he also was a jazz piano player. And he's just a talented man, you know? But I think that every decade, every generation, there are people that are in that are infused within society in order to bring a light to this world, because if they're not here, we're in trouble. We need it every year. Someone new has to show up and bring a light, be the beacon that, oh yeah, wait a second, what have I been doing? I forgot about this. I forgot that smiling makes me feel great. Do you know how many lessons I heard tonight in the Fred Rogers life story that were straight real talk? Go and watch that show. That guy, when you are living your truth, you're providing what the universe wants you to provide. And that was for him a pure light. I just hope we could all find something like that. I think that couple of seconds there that we just had is that for me. That's my experience of that. Intensified. I think you need to accept what you're here to do. You need to accept it, not fear it. Fear is a weird thing, guys. Very weird. It had me sitting back and not really doing my thing for 10 years. I retired for 10 years. And now I'm out here every day with the support of my family, which is all I need in order to show up every day. Anyway, I think that's it for today, guys. Just make sure you get up tomorrow and go do something. Make a difference in your life. You don't have to make a world difference. I'm attempting to make a difference on a grand scale, but you just have to make a difference in your own existence, in your own life. And I think that's it, guys. I'm going to finish with this. Make sure you subscribe and ding that bell. I'll see you tomorrow twice from the studio for some real estate real talk. And then right here tomorrow night, same time, same place for Friday Night Live. If you have any requests, let me know. I'm rocking out that John Mayer tune for you tomorrow on the beat seat. We gotta get that dude to be playing the Beatsy. And I'm gonna show him what his song sounds like on the Beatsy. Maybe he'll sit on it, play it. I'll see you tomorrow. It's Mark Pyers.